following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Today's Perez Hilton podcast is brought to you by Brooklinen, FabFitFun, Pretty Litter, Squatty Potty, and Tomboy X.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Beat Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. My name is Chris Booker. That's Perez. How are you? What's up? Why are you laughing at me already?
That was a lot of
enthusiasm.
Just a lot of everything. You know, there was a lot of variety to what you gave in just that 10 seconds.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You're in a good mood.
No, I'm actually in a bad mood. I'm just a better broadcaster when I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, wow. Why are you in a bad mood?
I'm just not. It's just a long day. It's Monday. I had a long weekend. I went to Chicago, so I'm just kind of beat up. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have the weekend. A lot of flying, just like you last weekend, just, you know, without the kids.
I feel you. You see, you're this fountain of secrets.
How so?
I saw on your Instagram story, your brother owns a record shop.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's called Tech Noir, and it's in Park Ridge in Chicago. It's a cool little record store, and, you know, I played with the records and had some fun working there this weekend. That was cool.
Does your brother have kids?
My brother has a son. He is 11. His name is Vincent. He's a big hockey player. He's a goalie.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do this weekend there?
That's really it. It was such a whirlwind. I went Saturday morning. I took like an 8 a.m. flight. So I got there. We dicked around a little bit. We went to the record store. I met up with a buddy of mine from Chicago. And then we went out and got some dinner afterwards. We drank a little. Went to bed, woke up, did some breakfast, some brunch, spent a little time with them, and jumped on a plane and came home. It was a whirlwind.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. You at wrestling. That looked fun.
I do like to think that I keep learning and improving as I get older and reprioritizing and making changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the beginning of the year, I had a very public meltdown, baby related. I had just welcomed my third child and stress and work and all of that. So this ties into the podcast. It ties into this week, and it also ties into last week. So I'll get to it all. Last week, I was really sick, and I realized I just have to change how I operate. When I'm sick next time, fuck everything. I just really need to sleep.
Good for you. Good.
But because I didn't get better.
And you're older and you've got people to depend on you, and you really need to shut it down when your body tells you to.
Yeah, because the best medicine really is sleep.
It is.
It's rest. It's the best way to get better. And I didn't. When I was sick, I was just grinding so hard, working so hard. So that's a big takeaway for me. And I'm going to. Another takeaway for me, which I'm excited about, and I'm going to start this Wednesday, the day after our podcast comes out, I am going to really allow myself to take 5 days off.
Now, when you say 5 days off, does that mean you're not going to watch the media?
It means, I'll tell you exactly what it means.
Give it to us.
I'm not going to be posting videos.
Okay.
I'm not going to be reading comments on any of my social media platforms, responding to comments, liking them, all of that, just in and of itself. The videos and the reading and responding and liking comments, that takes hours a day. So I'm not going to be checking them at all.
I'm going to test you.
Yeah, go for it. I'm not going to be pushing out. I'm not going to be pushing out content from my site on my socials. So I'm going to let everybody know, if you want to stay up to date on everything, make sure you're following my websites, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Tumblr, so that, you know, you can still see all the stories and what's happening in the world of entertainment and pop culture. I've got a lot of fun plans with my kids and my family and things that I'm going to do. I'll save that for next week. So I'm excited about that.
I'm glad you're taking a break. I feel that you need it. Yeah, I feel like if you break away from your OCD a little bit, it'll affect the rest of your life and the other things that you do. You're so stubborn about things sometimes. And I often see you get caught in your stubbornness because you want to do things OCD-like, the same way, the same time, the exact same thing. And I think you kind of miss out on things sometimes because of it. So good for you.
Yes, so I'm excited about all of that. And yeah, I went to go see wrestling on Sunday.
Did your boy love it?
We both loved it. I need to go see WWE every time they're in Los Angeles. I mean, I don't even care that it's scripted. It's still so athletic and acrobatic and impressive.
Absolutely.
This is not wrestling from the 80s. Mm. Wrestling has really taken its game up several notches. Plus, a lot of these guys are so hot. Oh my God. I love Finn Balor. Finn Balor is my favorite. And he's Irish too. So he's got this really hot Irish accent. Uh-huh. And this other hot one, Seth Rollins, mm-hmm. which I have now found that there's naked photos of him on the internet. So if you're also a fan of Seth Rollins, there's nudie pics of him. Oh God, I hope WWE's not mad. I don't care, whatever.
These guys don't care if their wangs are out there. They're dudes. Like, well, they don't care.
Yeah, so that was great. I'm going every time.
It's super fun.
I almost loved the women more, like, because the women do so many other things that the guys don't do. Plus, I'm not even heterosexual. I'm like, this is kind of hot.
Oh, it's totally hot. Those girls are so hot.
I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them are.
Well, I told you before, I like the girls' MMA better than I like regular MMA. And I can't even quite pinpoint why I like it better, but maybe it's just because it's girls, but I really like it better. So I get your feeling there, you know?
All right, well, let's get into the show.
All right.
I have a question for you. The holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. If your girlfriend, whom should really be your fiance at this point, if your girlfriend spent money on a gift that she thought is the kind of gift you would use and enjoy a lot, if when you open it and see it, you know you're not going to use it or enjoy it, do you let her know so she could return it or get her money back? Or would you, or how would you respond?
Absolutely.
You would let her know. Good.
Yes.
Good.
I would. I would be honest, especially if she spent her money, a lot of money on it. If it was something that I didn't quite love, I would say, yeah, this isn't exactly what I want, but let's go back and get what I do want.
Well, I had something similar happen to me recently. So, you know, I am blessed. I have everything I could possibly want in my life. Well, I mean, I would want a man, but every material thing I have, okay? So I was telling my mom what I want for Christmas. And what I want for Christmas are Christmas decorations.
So do you want to open Christmas decorations on Christmas morning?
Yeah, and then not open them and save them for next year.
I gotcha. Put them on the tree next year.
Anyways, so I was telling my mom what I wanted for the holidays.
Okay.
I said I wanted Christmas decorations. My mom is very sweet and adorable. About 2 days after I tell her that, I get back from the gym and my bed, she put these Christmas sheets on my bed, Christmas linens. And I was so happy about it. And then that night, I get into bed to go sleep, and these sheets are so rough.
Ooh, yeah.
Poor quality sheets. Mm. And then I was like, all right, let me just give it a second night and mm-hmm. just let me try again. And the second night, I'm like, I just cannot do this. I have to be honest with my mom. And I didn't even know how to broach it to her because, you know, she didn't get this for free. She paid for it and she doesn't make that much money. I mean, she makes a lot of money, but she's always guilting me that, you know, I pay her a lot, but that a lot of it goes to taxes and blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
I see where you get it from.
Yeah. All right. So I told my mom And she's like, well, you know, you can't return sheets. I'm like, well, that sucks.
Why did you tell her? I mean, there's sheets. She could have slept on them one night and said,
no,
hey.
They were so bad.
I know, but you could say, I want to save them for Christmas and I'll take some pictures with the kids in them. I mean, you totally could have passed that off. You didn't have to tell her that one.
Well, I did put them in a video I made and she saw me put it in the video and that I was happy with the sheets. She knew that I appreciated the sheets, but there are no Brooklinen sheets, okay?
Clearly they're not.
Thankfully.
Nobody sends those back.
No, thankfully, I got rid of the crappy Christmas sheets that my mom bought me with all of her love. Mm-hmm. And I put on my Brooklinen sheets for the first time.
How great is that experience?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And I love the color. They're blue. They're soft. Brooklinen. It's like you can't even compare these crappy ones. I wanted to know how much my mom spent on the crappy Christmas sheets, but she didn't let me know. But Brooklinen is not insanely expensive, mm-mm. but they offer you the best quality. And I'm not just saying that to sell you some sheets. They have over 30,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen was the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. And we're gonna give you guys a great offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Perez at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Perez. All right. I was thinking about this last week after the fact. I'm not even still 100%. I thought I just had a cold, but I think my cold may have turned into the flu or something like that. I don't know. My daughter, Mia, the 3-year-old, was the first one to get sick. Then my mom got sick too. Then my baby got sick. The only one that didn't get sick was my son. He's actually got an amazing immune system. I don't know how, but he didn't get sick. So Kim Porter, the ex of Diddy and also mother to 3 of his kids, passed away, and we still don't know an official cause of death, but it has been reported that she had pneumonia. And, you know, a lot of people think that pneumonia is something that just kills old people, like senior citizens or babies or young people, but I've heard stories of people that are not that old dying from pneumonia.
That's true.
You know, I'm not saying that's what she died from. It's reported that that's what she had. And, you know, there have been no reports of illicit drug use or any kind of drug use or any prescription pill abuse or anything like that. She was only in her late 40s. It's very sad. So sending all of the condolences to her kids and family. You know, she had 2 young daughters, too, with Diddy. So
a lot of our listeners were sending me video of me and her. Because
really?
I was like on a red carpet with Diddy and she was there and I was kind of introducing everybody to her. And I guess it was on Entertainment Tonight and it was being passed around. And I was like, I'm not sharing that. I would feel like a dick sharing that. But I mean, I guess it's fine that other people did, like, hey, did you see this? But it's weird.
Oh, I wasn't tagged in any of that, I don't think.
No.
You know what? Screw it. I don't think I'm overreacting here.
Let me be the judge of that.
I'm not. I'm very sensible here, okay? Once again, I am concerned for Demi Lovato.
Okay.
She nearly died of an overdose earlier this year.
That's true.
She spent a lot of time in rehab, and now she's back to her old ways.
How so?
She just responded to a fan or a troll on social media in a clapback, in a waste of her energy, in a distraction from living her life and being happy. Some rando said something about this dancer that Demi fired and saying how they shouldn't have fired the dancer. And then Demi responded. What was so funny is that it was on Twitter, and the person didn't even tag Demi. Demi must have been, like, searching herself. I don't even know how.
Oh, no.
I don't even know how she saw the tweet. I mean, maybe other people tagged her in it later, and maybe that's how she saw it. But the initial tweet that this fan had did not tag her. She said, "You have no idea what you're talking about. True friends don't do interviews about you when you OD." First of all, the friend, the dancer she was talking about, people were smearing her name. People were saying awful things about her. So this dancer just wanted to clear her name, saying that she wasn't there and yada, yada, yada. I don't think there was anything wrong with that. And the dancer didn't say anything bad.
I read the quote. She said nothing about Demi. She defended herself. She just said, "I've never been around drugs in my life. I've never seen any drugs and I would never be near that." And she was speaking of herself. She does have her own profession and her own name.
Yeah.
She's got every right in the world to defend herself. And that's exactly what she did. And I don't believe, and it's me, okay, I don't believe for a second that she dragged Demi into it or made her look poorly in any light.
So the fact that she responded in that way, you know, back in the beginning of the year and for a while now, you know, Demi's known to be very volatile on social media. She will, she will clap back. She'll pick fights. I mean, even her and I this year got into it on Twitter after I went to go see her concert in Vegas. It just concerns me that she's back to this pattern and back to this. And I don't see how that adds to her happiness or her recovery or her sobriety or anything.
Maybe you have to learn that lesson, though. And you would think she probably should have by now and would realize that this isn't the way to go. She's been down that rabbit hole in her sobriety.
So that's the big red flag for me. And there's other things as well. That's not even the only one in isolation. Even in isolation, that of itself concerns me. Okay. Other concerning things she did on Instagram, this one concerns me less. But because she's a big star, people follow everything she does on social media. She unfollowed Selena Gomez on Instagram, which, whatever. I mean, people unfollow other people all the time, but
Selena Gomez is pretty much on social media hiatus outside of the promotion of whatever she has to promote, right? She's not sharing her every day with her family. She's not. No. Right. That's what I thought. So to unfollow her now, that says something. Something's up.
Yeah. So, you know, and she knows that. That's what I'm saying. She knows that people will have noticed that she unfollowed Selena.
And she'll know that that's a story. She knows in her mind that it will. Then get people asking, why?
Exactly.
Let's make conclusions. Maybe Selena does drugs and Demi doesn't. And she thinks that she's a bad. Anything. People can make up anything.
Exactly.
They can make up anything they want and run with it. That's
another red flag.
Yeah.
And here's the third.
I hate to say I agree with you, but I totally agree with you.
Here's the third red flag. This one, I mean, maybe, okay. Maybe it's a reach, but maybe it's not much of a reach. She posted on Instagram story, Demi Lovato, a slide, a text slide, an announcement to her friends to DM her for her new phone number. That might seem innocuous enough. Or if I'm her mom or her management and I forced her to get a new phone number, by her doing that, it also is an opportunity for bad influences and bad friends to slide back into her life because she lost their number before. If her mom or whomever took her phone away, now they can reconnect with her and possibly give her access to drugs again.
A bit of a stretch.
It is a stretch, but it's weird to me. All the other things I mentioned.
All the other ones I do agree with you with.
On to lighter music-related news. Ariana Grande has new hair. This is...
You know, everyone keeps saying that, but I go on her Instagram and she's still got the hair up in a ponytail.
Well, you didn't see Instagram story. She posted it on Instagram story.
I couldn't really see if it was a cut. Or this was just, you know, her goofing around with her hair or some filters.
I think it was what her hair really looks like without all the extensions, actually.
Maybe. That could be it.
Anyways, I have become an Arianator. I am now a hardcore Ariana Grande fan.
You are fully engulfed.
I cannot stop listening to Thank You Next over and over and over again. literally play it on repeat and bop to it. I read something that it just entered the top 20 at radio, even though it was never even, quote, officially sent to radio yet, which is impressive. In more music-related news, Taylor Swift has announced that she is leaving her old label, Big Machine, and is signing with Republic Records and Universal, which have always been affiliated with Big Machine. Republic Records did all of her pop promotion, so she's gotten a relationship with them. I'm just surprised or shocked that her last label let her go, didn't just give her exactly what she wanted.
Well, it's a very small label, and I believe Big Machine is a subsidiary of one of the bigger labels, and she's kind of keeping that thing afloat. Maybe they didn't want to keep it together, you know? Or maybe they want to keep it indie and small. You know, maybe that's the idea of the smaller label. She's bigger. The big boys probably need to take care of her. It's a bigger machine.
There was also some interesting chatter about Spotify and how she only agreed to do it if her label, the new one that she was signing to, it's all a bunch of this or that or what ifs. The big what if is if the label sells their shares in Spotify. Apparently, the major labels all have a share of Spotify.
They do, yeah.
Which is interesting. But I liked seeing her also champion other artists again. And that was very nice of her. And I'm excited to see what she does next. And I actually have some shocking Taylor Swift news coming up. But first, I think it's time for a potty break, a squatty potty break.
My brother redid his basement, and he's got this brand new bathroom downstairs with heated floors and the whole thing. And I walked in, and I actually thought about this before I went into his new bathroom. I said, I wonder if he still has the squatty potty in the new bathroom, in the brand new refurbished bathroom. I opened up the door. Bam, right there it was, right in front of the toilet. I'm like, you know, when something works, you stick with it. And the squatty potty works.
Your brother had his own squatty potty.
Yes, he's always had it. He's had it for years. He loves the squatty potty, loves that thing. I didn't know if it was going to make it to the brand new pristine bathroom, but it did.
You know, one of my favorite things about squatty potty is not only does it help you go quicker, but did you know this? Proper toilet posture makes a big difference for colon health. Yes, the squatty potty doesn't just help with ease, it helps with your health as well. It is doctor recommended, ladies and gentlemen. So for a better poop, go to squattypotty.com/podcast and you can get 15% off your purchase of squatty potty. All right, back to Taylor Swift before we move on. I still am reluctant to 100% believe this, but Zayn Malik says or confirms that Taylor Swift was being taken in and out of her New York City apartment in a suitcase back in 2017.
Why is that shocking?
I mean, that's hardcore.
I've been part of some recons to get other celebrities out of places before that are even crazier than that.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
Like J-Lo and Ben and cleaning lady cars. And I've seen it all.
Jeez Louise.
It was pretty crazy for Jen and Ben.
You think Ben Affleck would remember you?
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
Yeah. All right. And more music-related news. Bieber, for a second, his father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin, the father of Haley Baldwin, was caught.
It's Haley Bieber, by the way.
Oh, right. She changed her Instagram name. Haley Baldwin is now Haley Bieber. Oh, gosh. poor Selena. She is plotting her revenge.
I think she's fine. Trust me.
She's gonna send Justin Bieber a fucking video of herself masturbating or some shit like that.
Sending right off the rails.
Yeah, no, just to fuck with him.
That kid will be running right back into the studio. Yeah.
She's like, Here's my fingers in action.
Oh, God. Hey, whoa.
Oh, God. Whoa. Anyways, I mean, you know, these kids are petty. And I love it. Stephen Baldwin was caught by the paparazzi leaving his mistress's house, this massage therapist that he allegedly had a 2-year affair, and allegedly, according to the masseuse herself, who then gave an interview about her 2-year relationship with Stephen Baldwin, who is married to Haley Bieber Baldwin Bieber's mother. And he's all Christian, right? You know, all these born again folks, they love to sin because they know that their God will forgive everything. So, you know, like,
if you know you're supposed to sin and you're allowed to sin, why wouldn't you sin?
Yeah. I'm surprised that Haley Bieber Baldwin Bieber or Justin didn't buy the paparazzi pictures to have that story killed.
Maybe they didn't get the option. I wonder if Haley Bieber Baldwin Bieber Harry is upset about it.
Well, you know what would cheer her up if she was upset? A Fab Fit Fun box.
Cheered my damn girlfriend right up. She tore through that thing like it was a box of chocolate or something.
I got one recently, but I got one before as well, and it cheered me so up. I got a lot of these boxes, and my favorite, honest to God, my favorite thing about the Fab Fit Fun box is the size of it. Some of these other boxes are small. You don't get that much. But with Fab Fit Fun, you get a ton of product. You get all sorts of things from beauty related, fashion related, fitness and lifestyle products, all for an unbelievable price. And I'm going to give you a discount. All you have to do is go to fabfitfun.com and use promo code Perez so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. That's fabfitfun.com, promo code Perez. You deserve to treat yourself. All right. So, some more couples news, from cheating Stephen Baldwin to, it depends how you look at it, you could say unlucky in love or very lucky in love, Paris Hilton. She's been engaged 3 times, so she's very lucky.
She has? 3? Wow.
Yeah. And I'm surprised because
I'm surprised she's never gotten hitched.
Well, I'm surprised that people thought I was being mean when I wasn't. You know, found out the news and I shared the news on social media. And I said, if she wants, I would be happy to share the fertility clinic info with her that I used. That's not me. Why are you laughing?
Because the implication is that she can't find a man and she better save her eggs.
Well, I'm not saying she can. No, she can clearly find a man. She finds a ton of men.
Kind of find a man that she's content with. There you go.
Whatevs. She's turning 38 in February. Can you believe
Hilton is going to be turning 38?
Yes.
God, I used to watch that girl in clubs dance on tables. She couldn't have been 18. That was like 20 years ago. I'll be damned.
Yeah. So she's.
I'll be damned. 38.
She's turning 38. So
she's still fucking hot too, and it drives me nuts. I wish she'd fall apart. She's just hot.
She is hot. And you also, you know, she in the past has spoken out about wanting to be a mother. So you just have to think about the reality of life. She's going to be turning 38. You know, if she starts dating somebody now, that's a lot of pressure on a dude and yada, yada, yada.
Is she still in clubs like DJing and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be the old girl in the club. You don't want to be that.
She's getting paid. Do that all you want.
She's got money for days. Does she really need the money?
I mean, she gets paid well to do those DJ gigs.
Does she have a lot of money?
Yeah. She's got a lot of deals for fragrances and this and that.
But that's what I wonder. Like, why would she be out there DJing? Okay, does she have $100 million?
I don't know. I mean,
would you think? I would think she does because she's been in the game for 20 years.
I would think she's got more like $50 million because she also spends a ton.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's one of the other reasons why she does it. Plus, it also gives her another thing on her resume, and it gets her publicity, and it gets her traveling the world, and she probably enjoys it. Anyways, it's a reality that it gets harder and harder the older you get, and there's nothing wrong with freezing your eggs. That's all I'm saying. So,
okay. All right.
sending her positive vibes. And Pete Davidson, I'm sure, can refer her fiance, former fiance, to a good guy to cover up that huge Paris tattoo he got. He got her name tattooed in the Disney font, huge, on his forearm. All right, on to the wacky segment. Tekashi, that rapper who is awful, has been arrested again just weeks after a judge let him off easily.
Really? He got arrested already?
You didn't hear that?
I saw something on TMZ, but he's kind of like one of those people I just skip over. I'm like, this is probably stupid, and I just skip over it.
Yeah, he was arrested. He was arrested on weapons and racketeering charges.
Come on, that guy's going to jail.
Oh, well, yeah, because part of his probation was...
Yeah, don't be around weapons, don't get arrested, don't be around people that have that kind of... Don't be around drugs. There's all kinds of things you can't do. And they let this dude off.
Yep.
Wow, jeez.
He's going to go to jail.
For a long time, sure he is.
Yeah,
that's like spitting in a judge's face. That's what that's like. They may let you go the first time because you're famous. The second time, you're going to jail, son.
Yeah, they alleged that he was part of this gang.
What really annoys me is you get a second chance. With that second chance, you need to sever. It's like being an addict. You got to sever yourself from your old life. You got to cut it out. He's got more money than God. He could have bought himself a nice house up in the Hidden Hills, had a couple of friends up, or just had a really good life from here on out. But no, you're dumb. It's just dumb. It drives me nuts.
And, you know, you don't have to be smart to not be dumb.
Yeah. It's true.
Speaking of dumb, oh, my God. I don't know if you saw that. It seems like you had a busy weekend, so you probably didn't see.
I was really offline. I missed a lot of things, yeah.
Did you catch why David Arquette was trending?
I think I know this. Tell me the story. Remind me.
The ex-husband of Courtney Cox and actor David Arquette is a huge wrestling fan and decided to take part in a deathmatch wrestling fight. Deathmatch wrestling is not like WWE. It's most often than not even broadcast on TV, that to my knowledge. It's, you know, in bars or...
This is like real-time Fight Club.
Exactly. So from the video I saw, it looked like it was in some place in downtown LA, like not a big place or anything like that. And they were fighting with fluorescent light tubes and breaking them on each other and stuff.
Those are cancerous.
Well, that, and they cut.
They shard and they could get in your eyes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He ended up getting, I think that there's still a script for these, but maybe there was an accident that happened, or the other guy went off script, or something happened where he like really cut himself badly and was bleeding profusely. I was concerned that, you know, a big chunk of glass went in his throat. I mean, that's where he kept touching himself there. So the question is, you know, if you're a guy that does that and you have kids like he does, is that irresponsible of you?
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
It's irresponsible for anybody to do. First of all, you're a grown-up. You're 50 years old. Really? You got to go to a fight club still? This is what you've resorted to? Come on, grow up. Ridiculous.
Thankfully, he's still alive. So that's the plus. Speaking of Fight Club, oh my gosh, this is so exciting for me. Iggy Azalea and that Cash Me Outside girl.
I did see this.
Got into it at a Fashion Nova party of all places.
I was supposed to go to that party.
You
too.
Were? I had no, yeah. I would have gone. I didn't know about it. How did you find out
no
about it?
No desire. It was for the launch of Cardi B's clothing line, and a couple of people from my station went, and I don't know. I wanted to have dinner. I had things going on, so I didn't go.
Fashion Nova, you suck, Fashion Nova. You should have invited me.
I figured you would be there.
I would have totally been there, but I didn't get an invite. I didn't know it was happening. And I don't even like going out during the week, but I would have gone out for that just because I want to really meet Cardi B. I've not met her yet. So the Cash Me Outside girl pulled a Cardi B at Cardi B's home party. I'm sure she had every intention of causing drama before she even got there.
100%.
And it worked. So who even cares the reasons or whatnot? But to break it
there
down.
There was no reason.
There
reason
was.
Reason was get attention for self. That was a reason.
Yes. Although she did come up with some bullshit reasons. The Cash Me Outside girl claimed that Iggy Azalea was talking shit about her online and then tried to be her friend at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. And then the funny thing is that allegedly the Cash Me Outside girl got kicked out of the party. And then Iggy Azalea claims that she got the CEO of Fashion Nova to disassociate themselves from her. Apparently the Cash Me Outside girl had some kind of partnership with Fashion Nova. But I don't know if that's true. Because today, the Cash Me Outside girl posted something about thanking Fashion Nova for always supporting her, even though she's crazy. Which I'm glad, because had Fashion Nova dropped the Cash Me Outside girl, if I was the Cash Me Outside girl, I would have made a big to-do publicly and been like, yo, Cardi B, you need to step in. You need to champion me, and you need to make sure they don't drop me, because if not, you're a hypocrite, because you did the same thing, girl.
I'm just proud of you for not mentioning her name, Bad Baby, even once.
That's just a stupid name.
It's so dumb. It should be Cash Me Outside Girl.
So there was that. In other wacky news, this is actually the most shocking to me, because I cannot fathom why she did this. Mel B of the Spice Girls.
This is wild.
Just came out with an autobiography. And in it, she opens up about her recent drug use, says specifically that while filming The X Factor in the UK, she would do up to 6 lines of cocaine per day while filming. This is shocking for so many reasons. Let me list them why. First, as of this year, she was also a judge on America's Got Talent on NBC. This could potentially jeopardize her job on America's Got Talent, or not. But we all know that her ex is awful, maybe crazy, maybe a questionable father. I would not give my awful ex any ammunition to potentially use against me in court. This is what's just shocking to me. I don't think she needs the money. She's got Spice Girls money coming for the tour, where she's going to be making millions of dollars herself.
And she makes great money on those television shows. Tons of dollars. Tons.
They're all going to make millions from the tour. So if you're not making this autobiography and revealing these things for necessity, then why are you doing it? I don't get it.
I think she needs some sort of attention. She has this constant need for people to pay attention to her, because I don't understand why she would, and you haven't even gotten into the dirt of the autobiography, that the other things that she's admitted to, the sex and the filming of her having sex, all that other stuff. She didn't need to admit this unless she feels that it could be released someday, and maybe that's her worry and she wanted to get in front of it. That's the only way I could see her, the only reason I could think of her for her doing that.
Well, that's already been made public, but she's just confirmed it.
The details of it, though, I mean, how salacious they are. They're really, you know, a little of it was public, but it's what she admitted to.
Yeah, her suicide attempt. I mean, that's another thing.
Being taped with multiple guys, like, what, 60 times or something like that? She had all these videos and watched them or something.
Insane. Oh, my goodness. All right. I got a lot more wacky news to get to. But first, I need to thank Tomboy X for sending me some underwear, which I love, because first of all, I love the colors they sent. They sent me one that's pink, and you know I'm all about the pink. And I also love the one, well, I chose it, so they knew what to send me. I love boxer briefs, just because I get a lot of support that way. And I love the material. It's so good. It is not just for guys. It's also for girls.
They've got a lot of great stuff on their website, and really all different kinds. It's not just gay and lesbian underwear, which I kind of think that maybe Tomboy X, maybe they were sort of going for that a little bit, but they really have underwear for everybody and some really comfortable looking stuff. Just check out their site. I'm sure you'll find something. There's something for everybody on it.
Yeah. And what's great is that not only is it for guys and girls, but they also have all options in extra small to 4X as well. Tomboy X has got you covered. I love it. I love the cut. I love the fabric. I love all of it. Go to tomboyx.com/Perez and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Perez podcast listeners get an extra 15% off. Just use the promo code Perez at tomboyx.com/Perez. All right. Okay, whether you like it or not, time for some Kar Jenner news. This is something.
Okay.
Rob Kardashian filed court paperwork, documents, claiming that he's basically poor and he wants Black China to pay him child support.
Fair is fair. If she's making the money, why not?
Well, a few things. First, I am almost certain that Rob and Kris Jenner are colluding and hiding his assets.
What are his assets? What money is coming in? That's what I don't understand. He doesn't seem to do anything.
Well, also, for the longest time, he appeared on the reality show and he got paid handsomely by the network to appear on the reality show.
What, a few $100,000 a year? I mean, he's really a ancillary character on the show. I can't imagine they paid him more than $100,000 per season.
Well, according to the court documents, he said he was making $1 million per season, or per year. I think they do more than one season per year. I'm sure he owns real estate and this and that, and I'm sure I just know Kris Jenner so well. This kid is not broke. His money is just very well hidden and protected. I'm certain of it. And I just think it's BS what they're trying to pull. And also, he is not making a lot of money right now by choice. He is choosing to not appear on the Kardashians show. If he wanted to, he could be on the show and be making money. And according to him, be making $1 million a year. But he doesn't want to be on the show. So if I'm a judge, I'd be like, get on the damn show.
No, I don't think it works that way. I think you could force somebody to be on a television show that they don't want to be on.
Well, it sucks that he's choosing to be unemployed.
I saw that Black China is selling some sort of skin lightening product or something.
Yes. Black China's, yeah, coming out with her own skin lightening cream, which that in and of itself is pretty funny. But even funnier to me is it's going to retail for $250 per bottle or whatever it is.
Vat.
Jar.
Paint can.
$250.
Will people pay that? I don't understand. I think black skin is beautiful. Darker black skin, I think, is actually really, really pretty. Like, I don't really understand why you would want to make it lighter. I don't understand why that's a thing. I mean, I understand having a tan.
Discrimination.
Yeah.
And even amongst the black community, there's colorism and it dates back to slavery.
Yeah, no, I know. You're right. I guess you're right. I guess I'm just so white. I just can't understand that because I just coming from an honest place, I really think it's beautiful. I think that like deep, dark black skin is very beautiful.
Yeah. The lighter skinned slaves back in the days were the ones that worked inside the house, and the darker skinned slaves back in the day were the ones that worked the fields and worked outdoors, and a lot of colorism is still rampant. Also unfortunate, Kim Kardashian, oh, who cares, whatever, she Kim Kardashian claims Kanye West smells like money and smells rich. Oh, that made me want to vomit. She also claims that she educated Kanye on Donald Trump's policies.
Sure she did.
Good for her. An update on a story that we spoke about last week. Armie Hammer has apologized for his Stan Lee comments.
As he showed up.
I thought you defended him last week.
I didn't defend him. I said I understood his sentiment, and I think he still thinks the same thing. but he shouldn't have tweeted it. I think it's okay to think what he thinks. If it bothers you inside, then why not? You know, it bothers you. He just took it to the internet, and you know, it of course it's going to rub people wrong. Some people were genuinely mourning the loss of someone that they considered a hero. It was insensitive of him. I believe he still believes what he said. I don't think it, you know what I'm saying? I don't think anything's changed. He just apologized for it, and he should. If he wants to work, he should.
On to more wacky news. This may not be true. She's denying it, but it's wild that there is even a story about this. The former Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, possibly being an NFL coach.
Well, it's not true. I mean, it's true. First, Condi knows a lot about football. She's a huge Browns fan. She always has been. That's been noted for years. She knows a ton about football, and she does know the owner of the Browns. Well, this weekend on Saturday, the story came out that she would be a potential candidate to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns, which is laughable. She has no football experience whatsoever. She's never coached anything in her life. But a reporter asked the owner, you know, would you consider a Condoleezza Rice? And he wasn't saying, yes, I would. He would just say, yes, of course I would consider. I would consider any great mind to run our football team. The person that wrote the story to ESPN sort of ran with it. And then the story changed the next day. But Condi Rice isn't going to be on the sidelines anytime soon. Sorry.
Well, she didn't close the door on the possibility of something like that, though.
She could very easily be someone that could be the commissioner of the league or have a high-ranking spot in the league. But as for being a coach in the NFL, I don't think that's going to be her second career, starting that in her 50s. Or late 50s or 60s. That's sort of something that you need to have been doing your whole life to get that job.
Well, speaking of the White House, that reporter Jim Acosta has been reinstated. Mm-hmm. And that was nice to see by a Trump-appointed judge.
That's right. He still has to follow the law, even the Trump-ordered ones.
Yeah. It was very nice to see Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth donate $500,000 to help aid in the recovery efforts here in California. On to lighter news. Cardi B is returning to television. She's going to be a judge on a new Netflix music competition show.
I'm not watching
a rap competition show.
It's weird. Like, things like that are meant for live television, and it's week to week. You want to participate with other people in real time. These shows that they're putting on Netflix, they're trying to compete with traditional television for shows like The Voice and such. It's not going
to
work.
Maybe it'll be week to week. We don't know.
Maybe if it's live, but that's not the purpose of Netflix. We don't use it that way yet. I see they're trying to get us to use it that way. Not going to happen for me yet. It's going to take some time.
I don't think it's going to be live, but it might be, you know, it might be live. I mean, no, I don't think it'll be live, but they could set it to premiere at the same time, East Coast, West Coast, whatever.
Amazon, I watched my football game. My Thursday night football game last week was on Amazon. So I think these networks, these streaming channels are getting into this now. Yahoo does it as well, getting into live music shows, football games, baseball games. So I don't know. Could be the future.
All right. Well, more reality TV news. Lisa Vanderpump has confirmed that she is not leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, contrary to the rumors, but she just won't be filming a lot this coming season for the show.
She could quit. I don't care. I want to see her on Vanderpump Rules, and that's it. Give a damn about those old hags.
Former Bachelor Chris Souls? How do you pronounce his name?
Souls.
He got a very lucky break in that case of his where he killed somebody in a car crash. The guy was a farmer driving a tractor. He pled down, and now it's just an aggravated misdemeanor.
The whole thing's very weird. It's all very suspicious and fishy and...
But he could still serve time for an aggravated misdemeanor. Yeah. But it's still a misdemeanor, not a felony, and a lot less time. In happier Bachelor news, that Ari guy and his girlfriend, Lauren, are engaged and pregnant.
How about that?
Yeah, they're serious. Yeah. It seems like they're going to get really married. They're having a baby.
He's older. So, I mean, I don't see him in it for just the TV experience. He came back to the show. He was on the show twice. So I think he was legit ready to be married. So that doesn't shock me. He's kind of smarmy, though. I never really liked him.
Sending positive vibes to Heather Locklear.
Oh, no.
She was placed on another 5150 psychiatric hold this past weekend.
Cheers.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. And finally, also sending positive vibes to Frankie Muniz, the former Malcolm in the Middle star, claims that he was gone to attend his uncle's funeral and left his cat at his brownstone. And when he showed up, three or four out of the five stories of the brownstone were under 3 feet of water.
Oh, no.
Because the cat accidentally turned on a sink.
Really?
That's not funny.
I'm dying. You can have all the pretty litter in the world. It's not going to suck that up.
I know. He says, quote, "I'm devastated and exhausted from a tough week. I've cried more yesterday and today than I have my whole life combined."
Did the cat die?
No, but everything.
Oh, screw his stuff. The story's funny.
He
it's
says,
worth it.
"Everything I own destroyed. Every wall,
boo-hoo,
piece of artwork,
rich person. Go buy new rich person stuff.
Personal photos, furniture."
Oh, man.
I know. It's sad. Maybe we could send him some pretty litter to cheer him up.
A lot of it.
I know.
A whole floor's worth of it. You don't need that much with pretty litter. That's the best part about pretty litter, because it lasts for 1 month, and it really does. Sure, you got to scoop the poop out of it, but it somehow absorbs the cat pee better than traditional litter. It really does. It uses these crystals, and it's phenomenal. I had mine for a month. I don't think I even had to change it after a month, but I did because they recommend changing it every month. But it's great litter. So great that one of our podcast listeners, I love the story, and I'm an asshole for not saving the call, but she called and said, "Booker, I loved what you said about it so much. I bought pretty litter for my sister's cat." And then she called me and told me how great it really was. How awesome is that? It really works. The guy that created it, he loved his cat. And you could look into the backstory, but it's great stuff. And we've got a great deal for you.
Yeah, go to prettylitter.com and use promo code Perez for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code Perez for 20% off. Let's take some calls.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Call number one.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. I just wanted to call as a teacher. I know it's old news. I'm responding. I was a little bit behind, and so I'm responding to the calls from last week. And I don't know about all the people who called, but as a teacher, no way. I'm with you, Perez. You should not hit a kid. That never goes through my mind. And I've had, just like any teacher out there, I'm sure, I've had lots of terrible things happen to me. I've had punching and kicking and screaming, and that does not go through your head. You're there as a caregiver, as somebody who's making this place a better person for that kid, no matter what their needs are. It's a quote that the kids who need the most love ask for it in the worst ways. So, just wanted to give my two cents. I don't know if any other teachers called. Thanks for the podcast. I love listening. Bye.
Boy, did they ever. It's really weird because I wasn't lying last week when I told you all that I didn't get any calls that sort of kind of had Perez's back on that point. But we had a flood of calls this week that were completely on your side about that.
Oh.
It went on and on. And it kind of changed my mind a little bit about what I said. A little bit, to an extent. I'm not going to go back and backpedal on my words. I believe what I said. I believe that if you told the Sandy Hook parents what happened and one of those kids came into their classroom today after what happened there, I'm sure they would all be in agreement, take that kid down right now, because it's a crazy world we're living in. And I was talking about a specific incident where an assault happened and the choice words and everything else and the veteran teacher. And, you know, there's a lot of circumstances, but overall, I agree with you. You shouldn't hit a kid. So let's just keep it at that. I don't think you should, but there may be a situation when you might have to. And I think this may have been one. I don't know if I'll change my opinion on that, but you did get a ton of calls, a ton.
Well, good. You were wrong all along.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell yourself that.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Nina calling from Minnesota. I had a question about the whole Victoria's Secret thing for you guys. And I actually was talking about it on Twitter the other day, and I think it came up as transphobic and homophobic, and people were just angry at me, and that wasn't my intent. But my whole thing with it is that if they're going to have trans women walk the runway, is it going to be the type of trans woman that really looks 100% believable as a female, versus someone like, and there's just no easy way for me to say this without sounding like a total asshole, and again, not my intent, but I don't know how to ask this question without coming off that way. Or is it going to be someone like Caitlyn Jenner, who has still has this very kind of a manly type body? And so at that point, is it a completely different show?
I don't know if there's a question coming here, but I just love that everyone's afraid of their own words now. We're in such a world where everybody has to choose their words so carefully. It's okay. Just say what you mean. You want to continue with this? Because I don't know if there's a question coming here.
I don't need to. They're not going to ever. If they were to cast trans models, they wouldn't cast somebody that looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn's how old? 70?
Old.
Old.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. I'm calling to talk about what Booker mentioned on last week's podcast about social media being a factor in mass shootings. And I just like to say that it's well known that most mass shooters have two things in common, their race and their gender. They're usually mainly white males, the stereotypical school shooters are that. So if social media is the problem, or mental illness is the problem, or bullying is the problem, or any other excuse that's usually made for them, then why don't people of color, or women and girls, or people of the LGBT community do mass shootings the way white males do? That's my question for Booker. Thank you.
Beats me. Math? I don't know. There are more white people than anything else.
All right.
Who knows? If I had the answer to that, I would give it to someone and we would stop all this nonsense.
Hi. I love the show. My name is Michelle. I just wanted to say that I really want to know what is going on. It's just the story just kind of went away, but I kind of want to know what's going on with Terrence J and Jasmine Sanders. You know, like, there was a story out that his car got wrecked and that it was another woman in the car, and she released a statement on Instagram saying, you know, she was not in the car.
You know the story?
I have no clue.
That's the guy from BET. I guess he was with his girlfriend, like, in Studio City. I saw this on the local news, of all things.
Oh, and wow.
They wrecked the car, I guess, but left the scene of the accident. Here's what happened. Somebody was probably drunk. She was probably driving and they left and the cops couldn't determine who was driving. Outside of that, I have no idea.
Hey guys, my name is Amanda and I'm from Georgia. I just wanted to call because I never, ever agree with Perez on anything.
Good.
Ever. I listen every week.
Good.
Thanks.
I do want to say that I have three kids. I have an 18-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And if anyone ever put their hands on my child like that man did, I'm going to beat their ass. What should have happened is that teacher should have escorted that child out, called for help, opened up the door, and yelled out the hallway for the other teachers to come. He was wrong for doing that. The child was obviously wrong. But what should have happened is the parents should have taken control over that situation and beat that boy's ass. I do think that that boy needed to have something done, but not that. That was so wrong on so many levels. And if I were those parents, I would be suing the shit out of that school.
Yeah.
Other thing is, I agree with you, Perez, on the whole wedding situation. I was just in this situation with my niece, very close with her since she was born. She got married a few weeks ago. Me and my kids were not even a part of her wedding. Nobody in our family. It was only her new husband's family. It was a shock. We were so upset and disappointed. So anyway, just wanted to let you know, Perez, that you do have people that are agreeing with you on those two topics. Have a great day, guys.
There you go.
Well, thanks for calling.
I like how she says, I've never, ever, ever agreed with anything that you have to say.
Yeah, thanks.
That was the best part. Oh, crap. All right. So some good calls. Get us some new ones. Get some new topics. Get something that we've never been asked before. 800-721-1185. If you love us, you'll follow us on social media. We're more like me. Just follow me. You already followed him. I'm at Chris Booker. He's at the Perez Hilton. We're out of time. So we'll do this again next week.
See ya. Bye.